Showtime.
Going on the young Showtime.
You're about to come back a star.
I am big.
To Jurassic Park.
It's welcome. The picture that got
to
small.
The real world.
Kind of a big deal.
Hello?
Got the painting king.
With great
I'm
power.
Painting we're not in Kansas
comes
anymore.
Great
you're a wizard, Harry.
What are we doing
up there? They call me Mr.
Echoes of Eternity.
Well, it's not the many of life that counts. It's the life in your men.
Life.
You ever dance with the devil with eyes away?
What have you done to its eyes?
Hello and welcome to this episode of the podcast, The Mnemonic Tree, where we add a single mnemonic leaf to our tree of knowledge. I'm Jan, your mnemonic man, and today's episode is on the phenom Taylor Swift. Growing up on a Christmas tree farm in Reading, Pennsylvania, Taylor Swift was somehow destined for fame, moving to Nashville, Tennessee when she was just 14 to pursue a career in country music. And while country music got her started, she then transitioned into pop and also explored a range of other genres. This continued success propelled her into superstardom, selling out venues all over the world. Along with this, she has also dipped her toe into acting with roles in the movies Valentine's Day and The Giver. Now, just recently in Australia, we have just witnessed a case of Hurricane Swift, where she turned our country and economy upside down, playing in Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane. In Melbourne, she played to a total of 288,000 fans over three nights at our Coliseum, the MCG, which is the Melbourne Cricket Ground. And apparently, the Friday show was the biggest of her career to date, playing to a total of 96,000 fans. Now, I didn't get a chance to see Taylor Swift. However, I ended up buying a Taylor Swift comb as a memento of the event. And while I don't use the comb, it's definitely my closest brush with fame. Anyway, she continues to churn out songs, tour the world and break countless records, but also gives back generously to the community and many charity organisations. So today's mnemonic will be on Taylor Swift's top five songs. So with no further ado, we will begin with a summary from Wikipedia. Taylor Ellison Swift is an American singer-songwriter. A subject of widespread public interest, she has influenced the music industry and popular culture through her artistry, especially in songwriting and entrepreneurship. She is an advocate of artists' rights and women's empowerment. Swift began professional songwriting at age 14. She signed with Big Machine Records in 2005 and achieved prominence as a country pop singer with the albums Taylor Swift and Fearless. Their singles, Teardrops on My Guitar, Love Story and You Belong With Me, were crossover successes on country and pop radio formats and brought Swift mainstream success. She experimented with rock and electronic styles on her next albums, Speak Now and Red, respectively, with the latter featuring her first Billboard Hot 100 number one single, We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together. Swift recalibrated her image from country to pop with 1989, a synth-pop album containing the chart-topping songs Shake It Off, Blank Space and Bad Blood. Media scrutiny inspired the hip-hop influenced reputation and its number one single, Look What You Made Me Do. After signing with Republic Records in 2018, Swift released the eclectic pop album Lover and the autobiographical documentary Miss Americana. She explored the indie folk styles on the 2020 albums Folklore and Evermore, subdued electropop on Midnights, and re-recorded four albums subtitled Taylor's Version after a dispute with Big Machine. These albums spawned the number one songs Cruel Summer, Cardigan, Willow, Antihero, All Too Well, and Is It Over Now? Her Eras Tour and its accompanying concert film became the highest-grossing tour and concert film of all time, respectively. Swift has directed videos and films such as Folklore, the Long Pond Studio Sessions, and All Too Well, the short film. Swift is one of the world's best-selling artists, with 200 million records sold worldwide as of 2019. She is the most streamed artist on Spotify, the highest-grossing female touring act, and the first billionaire with music as the main source of income. Six of her albums have opened with over 1 million sales in a week. The 2023 Time Person of the Year, Swift has appeared on lists such as Rolling Stone's 100 Greatest Songwriters of All Time, Billboard's Greatest of All Time Artists, and Forbes World's 100 Most Powerful Women. Her accolades include 14 Grammy Awards, a Primetime Emmy Award, 40 American Music Awards, 39 Billboard Music Awards, and 23 MTV Video Music Awards. She has also won a Grammy Award for the Album of the Year, the MTV Video Music Award for Video of the Year, and the IFPI Global Recording Artist of the Year, a record 4 times each. Now on to today's mnemonic.
Mnemonic.
And the mnemonic for Taylor Swift, top 5 songs is Alice, and that is spelt E-L-L-A-S. And for this one, we pictured Taylor Swift's middle name, which is Alison, that's A-L-I-S-O-N, but her close friends truncate it and call her by the nickname Alice. As I said, spelt E-L-L-A-S. So we'll get into it. For the Alice, we take the E for enchanted, the first L, lover, and the second L, love story. The A, anti-hero, and the S, shake it off. And we'll just go over that one more time. So that's the mnemonic for Taylor Swift, top 5 songs. And the mnemonic is Alice. For the Alice, we take the E for enchanted, the first L, lover, and the second L, love story. The A, anti-hero, and the S, shake it off. Now on to
5 fun facts.
And the first fun fact today, fact number 1. Taylor Swift was named after another famous musician, James Taylor. Her mum was a big fan of James Taylor and also thought a gender-neutral name would help her career one day. And yes, Taylor and Swift have performed together a handful of times. And fact 2. Taylor Swift has released 10 studio albums. They are called in order: Taylor Swift in 2006, Fearless in 2008, Speak Now, 2010, Red in 2012, 1989 in 2014, Reputation, 2017, Lover, 2019, Folklore in 2020, Evermore again 2020, and Midnights in 2022. And just in regards to this fact has already been outdated, because as I woke up this morning, she has now released another album called The Tortured Poets Department. And fact number 3. Taylor Swift has won an incredible 11 Grammys. She is the only woman solo artist to win the Grammy for the Album of the Year 3 times for her solo albums. And the fourth fact, fact number 4. Taylor Swift has smashed all types of records. Now, 118 of these records, this is as of 2024, are Guinness World Records, and some of which include fastest-selling single in digital history for We Are Never Getting Back Together, that's probably been outdated already, most US number one albums by a female artist, most US singles chart entries by a female, most streamed albums on Spotify in 24 hours, and most debuts at number 1 on the US Albums chart by a female. And fact number 5. Taylor Swift has a massive 57.3 million subscribers on YouTube. Now, just to give you some idea how many that is, it is 57,299,741 more than me. So if everyone could get together and get on YouTube and subscribe, not because you like the podcast, just out of pure sympathy. And we do have a bonus fact, and that fact is, not only is Taylor Swift extremely talented, but one of the most generous and charitable people on the planet. She has funded music departments at schools, children's literacy with money and books, the Music Education Centre at the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum, donated to cancer research, food banks, and countless other charities. Now on to
the three question quiz.
And the first question, question number one. What are Taylor Swift fans called? And question two. Name one of the songs that Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran performed together. And question three. Where was Taylor Swift born? And we do have two bonus questions. And the first one is, what is Taylor Swift's longest song title? And our final bonus question, what was Taylor Swift's first single? It's now time to recap that mnemonic. And the mnemonic for Taylor Swift top five songs is Alice. For the Alice, we take the E for Enchanted, the first L, Lover, the second L, Love Story, the A, Anti-Hero, and the S, Shake It Off. Now on to the answers for the three-question quiz. And the first question was, what are Taylor Swift fans called? And Taylor Swift fans are called Swifties, which is thought to be thought of by a fan. And question two, name one of the songs that Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran performed together. And one of the songs that Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran performed together could either be Everything Has Changed or The Joker and the Queen. And question three, where was Taylor Swift born? And Taylor Swift was born in West Reading, Pennsylvania. And our first bonus question, what is Taylor Swift's longest song title? And Taylor Swift's longest song title is We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together. And our final bonus question, what was Taylor Swift's first single? And Taylor Swift's first single was Tim McGraw. Now on to
Word of the Week.
And this week's Word of the Week is poetize. That is spelt P-O-E-T-I-Z-E. And the meaning according to dictionary.com is to write poetry. And our simple example today is, during her career, Taylor Swift has been known to poetize her feelings in the lyrics of her songs. Well, that takes us to the end of another episode. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to join our mnemonic community, you can reach us at the Mnemonic Tree Podcast, which is all one word, .com on the website. From there, you'll find links in the top right to Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Your feedback is much appreciated, so if you have the time, please rate and review the podcast on your chosen platform. Any reviews read on the podcast will receive a small gift of appreciation. Again, if you have a suggestion of a mnemonic that you have created, send it to themnemonictree@gmail.com. Every 10 weeks, we will announce a winner for the mnemonic of the month, which may be used in future episodes. Until next time, remember as Socrates said, there is no learning without remembering. See you next time.
60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.